This is RNZ Pacific News. Talofa lava, I'm Susana Suisuiki. A mass shooting at a Texas school has left 20 people dead, 18 children and two teachers. The 18-year-old male suspect opened fire at Robb Elementary School in the city of Uvalde. The teenage suspect is deceased and has been named as Salvador Ramos. Governor Greg Abbott has been speaking.
The shooter was Salvador Ramos, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. It's believed that responding officers killed him.
It's being reported the suspect shot his grandmother before going into the school. It's the deadliest mass shooting elementary school since Sandy Hook in 2012. Police are out in force across several Auckland suburbs after a series of gang-related shootings last night. Shots were fired in seven separate driveway shootings in Otara, Papatoetoe, Flatbush, Papakura, Te Atatū, Henderson and Mount Albert. Hayisa Almeida reports from Henderson.
Armed police are in each location, all of which are cordoned off. A neighbour to one of the attacks says she heard five consecutive shots. No one was injured, but there is damage to several houses. Neighbours say they are shocked and concerned about what has happened. The police say work is ongoing to determine any potential links between the incidents. The incidents are believed to be part of a turf war between the killer bees and the tribesmen.
Hundreds continue to flow through Ōrākei Marae in Tāmaki Makaurau to pay tribute to the late Joe Hawke. He died at the age of 82 on Sunday. Mani Dunlop is in Auckland.
On this day, 44 years ago, it was starkly different scenes at Takaparawhau Bastion Point. Today was the day police backed by the army evicted the 506-day protest led by Joe Hawke. 222 people were arrested, some of which are paying tribute today, including Hune Harawira. Hawke is lying in state. On his whenua, he dedicated his life protecting. Hundreds continue to flow through the gates of Ōrākei Marae to remember a pillar of not only Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, but for occupations around the motu for generations. He will be laid to rest tomorrow. I te rangatira, moe tō moe roa.
Solomon Islands government has confirmed the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will be visiting the country on Thursday and Friday. The Foreign Affairs and External Trade Ministry announced it is the first historical visit by a high-ranking Chinese government official to Honiara since the two countries formalised diplomatic relations 32 months ago. The ministry confirmed Mr. Wang will hold bilateral discussions with his Solomon Islands counterpart Jeremiah Manele, and they will host a joint media conference for local media. Mr. Wang will make courtesy calls to Solomon Islands Acting Governor-General and Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare before he leaves on Friday. Kiribati will host an official state visit for a delegation from China led by Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi in Tarawa on Friday. The President's office says the delegation will stay for 4 hours to meet with Kiribati's President Taneti Mamau and his residence in Bairiki. The visit is described as an important milestone for Kiribati-China relations, as it will strengthen and promote partnership and cooperation between the two countries since diplomatic ties resumed in 2019. Three medical specialists are also travelling with a delegation to help Kiribati's Ministry of Health and Medical Services and assess the health system in Kiribati. The President's statement includes detail about the COVID-19 prevention protocols for the meeting, including PCR testing for China delegation on arrival, while they remain in travel bubbles to minimise contact and exposure with e-Kiribati. Face masks will be worn by all attending the meeting, and all e-Kiribati participants will be quarantined for a week after the meeting at approved isolation centres. The New Zealand Prime Minister says China's presence in the Pacific is not problematic if Beijing has the right intentions. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is currently touring Pacific countries with a 20-member delegation. Jacinda Ardern says it's a contested region, and she sees no problem with China's activity if it has the right intentions.
From our perspective, we will be consistent regardless of who is in our region and engaging with the members of it, that as long as those values of transparency, openness and peace and stability are at the heart of that activity, that is what we are advocates for.
The US Chamber of Commerce says America needs to show up in the Asia-Pacific region. Its Executive Vice President Myron Brilliant met with New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern today. Speaking to New Zealand reporters afterwards, Mr. Brilliant says the US needs to have a strong presence in the Pacific.
The Prime Minister spoke about the IPAF as something that New Zealand government supports, but it's not enough. She wants to see the US back in CPTPP. We agree. We should be a part of a trade pact that the United States helped launch.
Myron Brilliant says the United States' departure from the CPTPP trade pact was a mistake. Fiji's Ministry of Health is planning to use COVID-19 safety measures to protect Fiji from monkeypox. Permanent Secretary for Health Dr. James Fong says monkeypox shares a lot of similarities with the symptoms of COVID-19. Dr. Fong says sanitizing surfaces, wearing masks, and using hand sanitizer are critical to preventing the spread of monkeypox. Fiji's head of health protection, Dr. Alicia Sahukan, says Fiji's international borders are open and travellers arriving at pre-pandemic levels, so they need to understand monkeypox better to prepare Fiji if there is a case. New Caledonia has recorded one new death due to COVID-19, bringing the total number of deaths since September last year to 313. 366 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the past week, bringing the total number of cases since September last year to 61,880. The American Samoa government is looking to buy 65 acres of land in Kunia, Hawaii. The land northwest of Honolulu is intended to bring in revenue, be a base for people unable to return home due to COVID or other reasons, and for American Samoan students to stay while studying in Hawaii. Governor Lemanu Peleti Maunga says the land purchase has not been finalized and they're in the due diligence phase. Last year during his trip to Hawaii, he met twice with the landowner of the land, a Vietnamese man. The owner is proposing to sell 65 acres of land, which is currently zoned for farming. Criticism: New Zealand's 2022 budget doesn't have enough to meet the needs of Pacific businesses, despite keeping Pasifika people employed. We Accounting co-founder Eli Tangi says the government could do a lot more with Pacific economic development, particularly growing and sustaining small Pacific businesses. Mr. Tangi says that $15.5 million that the Pacific business community is getting from this year's $196 million package isn't enough.
Small business is the backbone of our economy. The more Pacific businesses that grow, the higher more Pacific people. And that's what we've found over the last 11 years.
A new inter-island carrier is being launched in the Northern Marianas. The new flight is a joint venture between MP Enterprises and Southern Airways Express. MP Enterprises President Keith Stewart says they're planning for 7 aircraft over the next 3 years to meet growing demand. Services will begin from July and the company will announce the new airline name, schedules, fares and open ticket sales in the coming weeks once US Department of Transportation's approval of the local trade name has been received. Mr. Stewart says the initial offering of the still unnamed airline will include over 90 weekly flights serving Saipan, Tinian, Rota and Guam. Over to sport. Fiji and Drua will be based in Fiji for the 2023 Super Rugby Pacific season. However, where exactly is not confirmed at the moment. The Drua were based at the New South Wales Sport and Recreation Centre in Lennox Head, Australia this year. Head coach Mick Byrne says the Fiji-based players are back home for good. He says everything will be confirmed in a few weeks. Players will have a 4-week break before attending daily training exercises at their respective Fiji Rugby Union High Performance Centres in Suva, Singatoka and Nandi. Bruin has also confirmed that number 8 Te Ahi Waru played his last game of the season against Moana Pasifika 2 weeks ago. The Endure coach said the man they call Big T is unavailable for selection against the Chiefs. Captain Emani Nangusa and Kitione Ratu are sick and are being monitored. Meanwhile, keeping the ball in play is something the Swire Shipping Fiji Endure will need to look at in the future. Head coach McBurn is confident after collecting all the stats this season, Endure will hit or better thereabouts in terms of ball and play minutes. With a game left for the season, the Endure on average have around 30 minutes of actual playing time out of the 80. However, in some games, the side managed to hit 17 or 18 minutes ball and play time. Bruin said hanging onto the ball is something they'll definitely need to improve next year. One player in particular that's good at keeping the ball alive is Kalaveti Ravovo. Ravovo said the Chiefs are one of the best in the business. The Endure takes on the Chiefs at 3 p.m. on Saturday at Churchill Park in Lautoka. And that is your RNZ Pacific News and Sport. To read more and listen to our stories online, head over to rnzi.com.